This is the Portland Art Museum podcast, a channel between the museum and you. Our goal is to amplify community voices through conversations and personal stories, and we're here to facilitate respectful dialogue, debate, and the free exchange of ideas. To participate, submit your idea at pam.to/podcast idea. We invite you to connect with art through your own experience, voice, and personal journey. Relevant links and transcripts for each episode are available at portlandartmuseum.org/podcast. I'm Rachel Roy Crittenden, cafe and art pub lead, as well as the program manager and coordinator for the Monster Drawing Rally. This year, the museum celebrated Monster Drawing Rally for the fifth time, inviting a record of 100 local artists of various ages, disciplines, backgrounds, and stages of their careers to volunteer to donate their time and talents to this unique project in support of free youth and educational programs at the Portland Art Museum. Artists each participate in a one-hour drawing shift to produce as many or as few works as they wish. Each piece is then sold for a flat rate of $35, and all funds raised support educational programs at the museum. In addition to raising funds for public programs, MDR is a chance to connect artists directly with each other, with the museum, and with nearly 2,000 members of the community, which the museum's programs serve. The program has become a beloved community event where art lovers come together to listen to music, eat good food, and witness the vibrancy of Portland's art scene in action, all while building their own art collection. This year, for the first time ever, we added a drawing round specifically for young artists 17 and under. This round is identical to standard drawing shifts, but is 30 minutes rather than the full hour. Because of the fast pace and size of this event, it can be really difficult for attendees to stop and get to know one another. When planning for the event this year, I really wanted to find a way to represent the voices of the artists who have so generously donated their time and talents, and also open up the forum to hear from the community at large. The result? The Portland Art Museum podcast set up an outdoor podcasting studio in the museum courtyard, a place where anyone could sit down and talk about who they are, their relationship to MDR, and what art means to them. The interviewer that you'll meet in a moment is Emma Ganger-Spivak, a student intern here at the museum who, along with other ongoing projects in the Learning and Community Partnerships Department, has been assisting with the production of the podcast this summer. Her efforts spearheading this series represent the culmination of her podcasting work. What you're about to hear is the fifth episode in the series, featuring this year's youngest attendees, some of whom participated in Monster Drawing Rally's first ever youth drawing rally. To start with, here is my little brother Reed, who participated as an artist in the Young Drawing Round. I don't know what he's about to say in this interview, but he's a real character.
I'm Reed, and I'm an artist in this event.
So I hear you participated in the youth rally. Can I ask how old you are?
I am 11 years old.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yes.
Oh, can you tell me more?
Well, we camped out on the Angel Stadium once, and then we got to draw things there, and like the people from the stadium get to came.
So, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So have you already drawn today, or are you coming?
I've already drawn, but I'm going to try to draw for round three if there's any extra spaces.
Cool. Can you just talk a little bit about the experience of drawing? Did you draw a lot of things or just one thing? What kind of things did you draw?
Okay. I drew like a volcano with smoke coming out. I only drew one thing. And in the smoke, there are patterns, lines, circles, all sorts of shapes. There was an eye in the middle, so it felt like it was staring into your soul. So it creeped a ton of people out.
That's cool. Is that like the kind of art that you normally do?
That's the kind of art that I normally do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular medium that you like to use?
No, not really.
Not really? What did you use today?
I don't know. I just picked a pen.
You picked a pen?
Yeah.
Didn't worry about which one?
No.
How did you become an artist?
Well, my brother, he was really good at art, and he didn't get into OSHA, so I decided OSHA is a school where I live that's really, like, known for its art. Cool. And my brother didn't, so I thought I can, and I did.
When you think about the future, how do you think art will fit into your life as a grown-up?
I often think that art will probably play a big part in my life because it's kind of how I express myself.
Mm-hmm. So you want to keep doing that as you grow up? Can you just describe the feeling of making art in front of an audience? Was it stressful? Was it exciting?
It was stressful for the most part, but you just need to calm yourself down. And I had 5 minutes left, and I was two-thirds of the way done, and I finished fully at the end because I was breathing and stuff. I was like...
Do you usually keep the art that you make, or do you give it away, or do you sell it?
I usually give it to my family.
Usually give it to your family?
Yeah, and my sister actually is running this event, Rachel Crittenden.
Oh, sounds familiar. Yeah. So have you been here before you were an artist?
No, I haven't been to the Monster Rally before.
Oh, cool.
Or Monster Drawing Rally.
So for our listeners, could you maybe describe what the event is like? Yeah. How it feels?
The event feels like really fun and active. There are lots of things you can do. Like, if you're not really such a good artist, you could go draw people over there. Because mm-hmm. they're, like, people that are standing still in, like, a caterpillar and Mr. Potato Head costumes.
Do you have a favorite artist?
Not really. If we're talking all kinds of art, my favorite is Antonio Vivaldi on the violin.
This is a musician?
Yeah.
Cool. Why is he your favorite artist?
Because I love playing his songs from the Four Seasons, like spring, summer, autumn, winter, like those.
Mm-hmm. So you're a musician too?
Yes.
That's awesome.
In the next interview, you'll hear Blair share the experience of drawing in front of an audience for the first time, her favorite artistic subject matter, and her hopes for her future as an artist.
My name is Blair, and I'm just having fun at this art museum.
And I heard you were drawing, right? And are you for Ellie?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
Maybe. I don't really know. I think I have.
Was it exciting? Was it a little nerve-wracking?
It was exciting.
Yeah? That's really cool. How old are you, Blair?
6 3/4.
6 3/4. Gotta be specific, right? So when you were drawing today, did you do lots of drawings or just one?
I think three.
Do you remember what you drew?
I drew a unicorn, and I also drew a tree, and I drew, like, party, party, yeah, stuff.
Party stuff? Is there anything that you usually like to draw? Like, do you draw a lot of unicorns, do you draw a lot of trees? For all sorts of things.
I usually draw like colors and stuff for unicorns.
Cool. Do you have a favorite medium that you like to work with? Markers, pencils?
I usually work with markers.
Markers? Cool. So how did you decide that you wanted to be part of this event today?
I do a lot of art and it makes me really happy. So I just whenever I need to do or want to do art, I do it.
That's awesome. So when you think of your future and being a grown-up, how do you think art will be a part of your life?
Well, I'll probably like drawing owls or maybe people's faces or stuff.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you're going to keep wanting to make art as you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Do you have a favorite artist?
Well, it's not what... I don't really know her very well. Jules Nally.
Can you see that?
What did you say?
Oh, I just didn't hear it. You said it.
Jules Nally.
Jules Nally. What kind of art does she make?
I kind of forget because it has been a year ago.
Okay. So does anyone else in your family make art, or is it just you, the first artist?
Willie does a lot of art. He's my brother, and he's really impressive for just a five-year-old.
So you're from an art-making family?
Yeah, my dad doesn't do art, but he does mow the lawn a lot.
Would you consider lawn mowing an art form?
A little.
Here is a several-time MDR attendee and artist in his own right, who's here to support his little brother while he draws in the youth rally for the first time.
My name is Henry, and I am here at the Portland Art Museum's Monster Drawing Rally because my little brother was a drawer in the junior round, and yeah, we came to support him.
That's really cool. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like seeing your brother up there making his art?
Yeah, it's really cool because I've been watching for the past couple of years, and finally seeing my brother do it, it was very interesting to see the difference between someone I know doing it and someone I don't know doing it.
That's really cool. So you said you've been here a couple times?
Yes.
Do you have any favorite memories or stories about other times you've been here, things that stuck out to you?
I just like all the different people. They have different ways to draw and make art. Like, I remember one time someone brought this hot knife and they were carving into wood, and that was very cool.
That's really cool. Have you or any of your family members bought art here before?
I think we have bought art a couple years ago, and it's amazing, yes.
Cool. Is it in your house?
I think so, yes.
That's awesome. So do you have a favorite artist?
I like Vincent van Gogh a lot for his backstory, mm-hmm. like when he cut off his ear or whatever and sent it to his friend. I like that story, yes.
Cool. And is there something about the way his art looks that appeals to you as well?
Yes, the way he uses the shapes in his art, like Starry Night, I like because you can see circles and lines and curves. It's just very amazing.
That's really cool. Can you tell me a little bit about your younger brother's art?
Yes, my younger brother, he has this cool style, and he kind of draws, it looks like scales on a paper, and then so he'll draw these scales all around the paper, and then right in the middle he'll put this emblem. Like this year he put a grave with a peace sign on it, and it looks really cool.
That's awesome. Do you make art?
I do not really make art, no.
But you're here to support your brother?
I'm here to support my brother.
That's awesome. And how old are you, and how old is your brother?
I'm 11 years old, and my brother is 8 years old.
That's awesome. Okay, so how would you, now that you've been here a couple times, how would you explain Monster Drawing Rally to someone who's never been?
Well, I just texted my friend, and I told her it is this big community event where artists from all around get together and draw art and do what they love. There's food and drinks, and it's a great experience.
Could you talk a little bit about the role that art plays in your life in a general way? I know that you're not an artist yourself, but you have a family member who is, and you enjoy seeing art.
Yes, I actually am an artist in a way. Actually, I dance, and so I create art with my body, and I think that's the largest way art connects in my life. Also, colors. I love different colors and contrasts.
That's awesome. What kind of dance do you do?
I do ballet, tap, hip-hop, jazz, yes, very.
That's really cool. So fast, I'm running out of questions. Okay, I guess my last question, can you just describe the atmosphere today, like how it feels here?
The atmosphere today is like it has been the past couple of years. There's a ton of people, they're getting to know each other, there's music, there's artists, it's just artistic and very fun.
And now for the aforementioned artist himself. Here to talk about everything from the feeling of drawing alongside lots of other kids for MDR, to his artistic practice, to his views on modern art.
Okay, my name is Lucas, and I'm here because I was in the youth artist drawing round thing. Yeah. And
so is that your older brother that I just talked to?
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, so he told me a little bit about your art already, so I have a bit of a preview. But I would love to hear about it in your words. He said that you like to make patterns that are kind of like scales and then with something with an emblem in the middle. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about your style.
Oh, yes. I like more modern. No, not modern. Art that's for like that symbols something. Mm-hmm. The one I drew today was symboling like peace and happiness, like that. Yeah.
So is that kind of like what you normally make?
Yeah, kind of. Also, I just usually do like art, just like random stuff. Like when you're doing art, you never know what you're gonna do. You just end up doing what you do. So, yeah.
Do you remember when you first started making art?
I think it was like when I was 4 or 3, maybe? Yeah. I just like to paint, but I liked to paint. I don't like to anymore, but that was when I was 3 or 4.
And now you're, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
You're 8 years old. Okay, so when you think about the future and being a grown-up, how do you think art will be a part of your life?
I don't know. I don't even know if it will be a part. But I could. I might. It depends how the rest of my life being a kid turns out.
So have you done anything like Monster Drawing Rally before?
No. This is my first time.
How did it feel being up there?
It was kind of stressful for the time. And I had an older person next to me, and it was kind of like stressful. I don't know why, but like a ton of people were coming over to her, and I was like, I don't know what I felt, but yeah.
But I heard that your brother and your dad were here to support you.
Yeah, so was my mom.
And your mom too. That's great. How did you decide that you wanted to participate in Monster Drawing Rally?
My dad just asked me because he works here, and so I answered, and I was, yeah, I wanted to do it, so.
Do you think you might come back next year?
Yeah, probably.
So do you have a favorite artist?
I don't know the name, but I do. I just don't know the names. I have like a few, but I don't know the names.
Okay. Well, could you maybe describe the types of art that they make and why you like it?
They do really modern art, and I like it because it's very interesting to see because it's very different. But yeah, it's not just like any other painting of something. It's different. So yeah.
That's really cool. So when you make art, do you normally keep it or give it away or sell it?
Well, I keep it. So, well, I don't really do anything with it. I just like to stay in my room with my sketchbook and draw on that. But I don't really do anything with it.
Thank you for listening to the Portland Art Museum podcast. For more information about free youth programs that the Monster Drawing Rally raises money to support, visit portlandartmuseum.org/learn. This is the 5th episode in an ongoing series produced from interviews we gathered at the Monster Drawing Rally podcast studio. Make sure to subscribe to the Portland Art Museum podcast so you'll be sure to catch the next episode, in which you'll hear more of the many voices of Portland's arts community. This episode was produced by John Richardson and Emma Gandrus-Bivak. Thank you to Blick Art Materials for sponsoring this event and Mark Orton for providing interstitial music. Finally, thank you, the listener.